This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm all excited. I'm going to have to take a couple months off and spend some time at Universal and Universal Epic or Universal Epic Universe, because there's so many things I'm looking forward to. I won't be able to do it in less than a couple months. Dark Universe, I can't wait to spend a couple weeks there. And Super Nintendo World, a couple weeks there. How to Train Your Dragon in the Island of Berk, a couple weeks there. And the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, that sounds great. And y'all are going to go, right? I can't believe the stupidity of the generally dumb public in the United States of America who would even remotely consider going there. Spending money they don't have on memories that they probably will regret. Unbelievable. Kyle, what would you do is the question I'm asking the class right now. So let's say, going back to the governor of Montana and his administration and Child Protective Services showing up at this family's house, taking a 14-year-old child and say, you guys are all mistreating her, and she wants to be a boy, so we're gonna, she's got rights. She's got rights. Her brain is not developed, but she's got rights. And if she wants to be a boy, well, she's gonna be a boy and we're gonna help her. What would you do, class? I'll tell you what my father would do. Now, he's not alive, but I think I know what he would do. He was in World War II. He was a first sergeant in the United States Army. He served in the Pacific, the Philippines. And so he saw some awful things. One day, when I was about 17 years old, I was driving my car. Actually, maybe I was 18. And I was in an area that I'd never been in before, and my car broke down. I went, walked to a payphone, called my dad, and said, "Hey, Dad, can you come help me? Maybe bring me some tools. Here's what I think I need." And he said, "Sure." So this was on a weekend. And he came over, and we're under the hood, and we're diagnosing why this car won't run. And so he had taken some wrenches out of his car, put him in his back pocket, walked over, and we were under the hood diagnosing, and then this gang was coming toward us. Obviously, we had violated their space by me breaking down there. We were foreigners on their block. And so this gang was coming toward us, and they were making threatening actions, saying things that, they were going to hurt us. And my dad said, "Vinny, here, you take this wrench." And he took the biggest one, and I got the second biggest one. And he looked at them from right there under the hood, and he motioned. He said to me, so that I could hear him, but he also said it so they could hear as they were getting closer to us. I'm thinking maybe 20 feet away. He pointed at the smallest guy. So this was like a family gang. And he pointed to the smallest guy and he said, "Vinny, we're going to get hurt. But you see that guy over there? We're going to kill him. We're going to get hurt, but we're going to kill him. And he said that looking at them, but talking to me. And that was my father's reaction to someone or someone's attempting or threatening my father's son, meaning me. That was my father's reaction. Now, let's transport to today. What would your reaction, class, be if Child Protective Services, a couple gals or a guy and a gal show up and say, we're taking your daughter, 14 years old, because she has rights, and we're going to take her and let her transition. What would you do? Would you do what my father did? Would you pull out a 45 and say, listen, I'm not going to brandish this, but you take one step in my house and you're going to get to feel what 230 grains in the stomach feels like? Or would you call the newspaper, or would you call the big TV station and say, we're being invaded? These people are trying to kidnap my child. Come here right now and put us on the news. Would you call the police? Would you call the sheriff? Would you call the state police? What would you do? Kyle, this is a real tough situation.
Well, you know, real tough situations usually boil down to a pretty simple answer, and that simple answer depends upon the character and raising and standards that you have set in your mind beforehand. You know, it's kind of like I've said before, my dad used to say, you know, your body will not go where your mind has not been. And so if you don't have standards in your mind, if you don't have parameters set in your character, then you'll be washed away. You know, I remember there's a country song quite a few years ago now that said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's kind of where we are, you know, in this country. The younger generation that is here has tolerated, and I hate that word tolerance, but anyway, they have tolerated, and we have tolerated, allowing the left and the lying and cheating and stealing and abortion and all of the other things. We have allowed these things under the guise of rules and laws that were immoral, but still we have allowed it in the country because it's quote-unquote the law of the land. I have said to my friends and family, I wonder what our country would have looked like if when the Supreme Court passed the law saying that abortion was legal, if a whole bunch of pastors had showed up and hung those guys, everyone that voted for it. I think to myself, I wonder what our country would look like now if the moral men of this country would not have stood by and let murder happen. Or if people that are so immoral as the governors and state senators and the senators and the congressmen and the presidents and the vice presidents, any time that they have been proven to be perverted and wicked, if they hadn't been, you know, literally a mechanism set in place to be able to remove them from office immediately with no more Secret Service protection, no more benefits, no pay, no nothing. You're gone. You go back into oblivion and see who hires you then. You know, if we would have set up a mechanism like that many years ago and had men that would stand and fight for this, our country would not look like what it is now. I've just, listening to that Corinne Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, she's sounding more and more like Kamala Harris, you know. She can't speak but in word salads. It's just our whole entire country from I almost think this is by design so people will get disgusted enough with the government that they have that they will accept another form of government, when what we needed was to have the form of government that our founding fathers insisted on and instituted and get rid of the perversion and the lies and the deceit out of it and go back to it.
I missed part of the news. Are you talking about this female voice that was talking about safety? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I didn't hear
speaking lessons from Wheels Up Harris.
I didn't know who that was. Okay, I missed half of it, but I heard enough to say, and this is, I didn't want to comment on it because I didn't know who it was, but my reaction when I heard just, you know, part of it without the introduction of the person, I thought, where do they get these females who know nothing about anything and put them in positions of being the mouthpiece for the government? Where do they get these morons? Now, I didn't know who it was, but it's the same moron. It's the same one. She's
right.
Miserable. She's deceptive. She's just a serial liar.
Yep.
I do think
it's by design, Vince.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't by design,
stupid all the time.
If it weren't by design, somebody would have fired her, like, you know, maybe 30 minutes after day one. And you're talking about intolerance. So for the last 10 years, my New Year's resolution has been every year for the last 10 years or more to increase my intolerance. I have resolved to increase my intolerance, which is exactly the opposite of what everybody else is doing. Now, Klaus, I don't want you to think that what Kyle and I are saying, we are advocating any violence in any way. We are not doing that. But here's a thought. Don't go getting yourself arrested, you know, because of what's happening. This is going to resolve itself. It's going to be painful. It will resolve itself. But it'll be uncomfortable. It'll be painful. It'll be loss of life. It'll be just plain awful. That's my prediction. Not that I want it to happen. But when Child Protective Services shows up and kidnaps your child, that's legal according to the system. Legal. Not illegal, but legal. Because these guys have written the laws to make it legal. But if the parents said, I can't believe it. They took our daughter at gunpoint. They're going to let her transition into a him. And then the father went ballistic and went over to the governor's house and did the same thing. That would be called kidnapping, right? That's what that would be called. If we did what they do, it's illegal. If they do it, it is legal. Now think about that. So no matter what happens, we are wrong. And it's by design. So if they come to the door and they want to steal your daughter and you pull out a .45 and you say, cross that threshold, and you're going to die. You're going to be executed by the system after they arrest you and torture you for threatening to harm your child. They started it, but you'll be wrong. And if you retaliate, you're wrong. The system is stacked against we, the little people.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, one of the things that USAPrepares does, actually prides itself on, better than any other broadcast that I can think of, is that not only do we tell you what the problem is and tell you who's causing the problem, but we tell you what to do about it. So in this case, if your child could be kidnapped by the system and then allowed to be converted, sexually mutilated with a scalpel, and your confused child thinks that this is the way to go, you can prevent all this. And there's only one way that I can think of. And that means that you're going to have to extricate yourselves from this problem. And what's the problem? Well, it's institutional indoctrination and perversion. So how do you extricate yourself from this? There's only one way. That is removing your children from the public training camp. Now that is elementary, middle, high, and college level. Now, why do I say that? Well, we have an instructor. Her name is Lindley. You've heard her. If you've been with us for years, you've heard her. She has twin girls. And when these twins were about 17, the school system in Los Gatos, California, right where Bert lives, Lindley and Bert are neighbors, they know each other. And where Lindley lives, the school system, which is an upscale school system, let Lindley know, I'm paraphrasing it, that one of her twin daughters is a boy. What they meant was she wants to be a boy, and she's determined to be a boy. Now, the other twin, who's a girl and knows she's a girl, is in favor of it. And as mom, who's Lindley, and a USA Prepares instructor, said, Lindley's mother, the twin's grandmother, you know, is okay with this. You know, if she wants to be a boy, that's great. You know, don't give him a hard time. That's what she wants. So Rich Sheban, who lives in Montana, USA Prepares instructor, and I got involved, and I asked Rich if he would help intercede, and would he open up his farm, off-grid living, to the family, mom, who's Lindley, and the two girls, and show them what life is really like, what a real He-Man is like. That's Rich Sheban. And how Rich and his other half, a female, work, and they hunt, and they fish, and they process their own food, they grow from their garden, and experience what life is really like. Not restaurant food in California, but what life is really like. And that happened. And ultimately, we failed. Ultimately, the daughters turned 18 and moved out of the house in pursuit of perversion, one of them, because they know better at 18. So why live under the thumb of mom, who was right in the first place? That's a true story. And if you've listened to USA Prepares, you've heard it. And if you think this perversion thing is not gaining traction, that's not true. It is greased, lubricated, fertilized, and it's got jet propulsion. I know a guy my age. He's got a wife. His wife says, well, you know, you can sleep on the couch. My girlfriend's moving in. Been married for a long time. The guy's stunned. The daughter decides she's going to marry another girl. So this guy I know, former USA Prepares instructor, has a degree in medicine, bright guy, lost his wife and his daughter to perversion. Now, I don't know a lot of people, you know. That's two parents, Lindley and this other guy, have lost their families to perversion. It's on steroids.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, several days ago, I was on the phone with Jeff Rentz of Rentz Radio. I really like him. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. And I got to tell you, both of us are stunned by the magnitude of the perversion in this country. Stunned. It's way out of control. And, you know, I mentioned this girl who decided... Now, I know this girl. She's been to our house many times. I've been to their house many times. I would say they used to be an incredibly fine family. And then perversion infected their family. Infected the wife, the mother of this girl, and this girl. This girl married another girl. Now, what does that really mean? That means she blew up her side of the family's bloodline. That's what that means. She blew it up. No reproduction possible with two lesbians. It's impossible to have the bloodline continue with two lesbians. Now, this is because she is so selfish, in my opinion, and so greedy, and so focused on self-pleasure that she was willing to destroy the family's continuation of the bloodline. Why is this important? Because those who are running the show want to kill us with disease. Adolf Hitler did the same thing. He wanted to kill people, too. He killed about 11 million through disease and torture and concentration camps. He literally did. And that's what's happening right now. Economic slavery. And we are being killed with disease. COVID, you can call it COVID. You can call it jab. You can call it any of those things. And then you can call it population reduction through homosexuality and disease that is delivered by a needle and aerosol to all of us. We all get infected with the aerosol version. Now, some of us have escaped it. I have. But other people have been lied to by the last administration and this one. Y'all get jabbed. And you tell me someone, anyone, just one person, tell me if there's one person that you know who got the jab who says, you know what, I used to feel pretty lousy, and now I feel great. Just tell me one. Send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. I'll read it on the air. Tell me one. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, it's the same. I've run into exactly that, Vince. I've seen, I don't know one single person that got jabbed that is not worse off health-wise by far now than they were. It's just, it's stunning. And I was thinking about the perversion you're talking about. And I'm going to speak this to the young people, if there's a few of them hopefully listening. Do you know where the start of you being able to have a normal family is? The very start is you having moral fiber within you. The second thing is to make sure over time, don't let it be a 4, 5, 6 month whirlwind romance. Know the girl or guy that you are potentially going to marry for at least a year. And make sure that they have the same moral fiber and convictions that you have. And if they don't, if you find one single flaw in this that can't be discussed and addressed and changed in them, drop them like your hands are holding a burning rock. Drop them and run. Don't walk away from them. Cut off communication with them and be done with them. I mean done. Over. Don't go back. Because that's the first step that you have to be willing to take. I'm going to tell you something else. This goes to the men and women out there, the young ones that are trying to attract a mate. Women, I'm going to speak to you first. If you dress like a prostitute with cleavage, height, and lots of leg, and your belly showing, and nose rings, and 10 earrings in your ears, if you dress like that, you're going to attract a guy that wants that. And he will be lower than whale poop on the character scale. If you dress like a woman that has got integrity, that don't show a lot of leg, don't show a lot of cleavage, don't show her belly, that stands for something and looks like something and dresses intelligently, I'm not saying you don't wear some makeup. I'm not saying you won't have earrings. I'm just saying one on each ear. If you dress like that, you will attract a man that wants that. I'm telling you, and men, if you go around and you're not wearing a shirt, and you think you're being big buff and you're spending all this time at the gym and you think those kind of things is what makes you a man, you are sadly mistaken. If you don't have a moral fiber where you can stand up for what's right and wrong and you personally won't put up with it in your own life, you won't put up with lying. You won't put up with cheating and stealing. You won't put up with those kind of things in your own life. If you won't do it, if you make compromises, let's put it this way. If you make compromises in those things, you'll make compromises on the mate that you choose. And if you make compromises on the mate that you choose, your life is going to be much, much harder. And you will end up in this society. It wasn't so prevalent as in Vince and I's society, but it's going to be extremely prevalent in yours, that you're probably going to end up with kids, girls, boys that are confused and don't know anything and can't stand for anything. So that's just a little bit of advice that I give to young kids and young people on a consistent basis. If you want to live right and you want to have kids that are right, you got to be right. So your comments, Vince.
Well, sure. You're right on the money. You know, when I get up in the morning and I look at Mrs. Finelli, she looks just like she did when she went to bed. No makeup, no earrings, no tattoos, no cleavage, no cursing, and no sprayed-on clothing. She doesn't have clothing. She does not own any clothing that looks sprayed-on. All of her clothing is loose-fitting. And I would be appalled if she walked around with, like Kim Kardashian or Kanye West's wife or any of those floozies in Hollywood. I would be appalled. As a matter of fact, she would not be Mrs. Finelli. I'm delighted that she doesn't have to wear makeup. My wife is 72 and she's absolutely gorgeous. She is slim and trim, and she just has not let herself go to, a big belly. She looks great. But that's because she doesn't do all the stupid things that other people do. She just is a clean, living gal. Works hard. So, I guess the old expression is you can have a show horse or a workhorse. Well, a show horse is like high maintenance. I don't have a high maintenance wife. I would not have a high maintenance wife. I mean, spending thousands of dollars on makeup, a month or a year, that's certainly not, it's not in the cards. I don't have one. Now, I also don't have but she is a workhorse. There's no question about it. But she's also a show horse, at least to me. And you're right. You got to figure this out right the first time. You've got to pick the right one and not make a mistake. And if you see some gal that's trolling, by cleavage, trolling by ultra short clothing, you're going to get a tramp. And then what's the likelihood of that tramp trolling, later on? Probably pretty high. If you look at the way Hollyweird people dress, I'm talking about the gals, and then you look at how many of them have been married, more than once, it's like almost all of them can't stay married. And the guys can't stay married either. It's a cesspool. And these are the guys that are making the movie saying, y'all ought to be just like us. Which is not. That's why we're falling down. We're not going to be able to, we're going to have to go lower before we can get back up. That's my feeling. I don't like that idea. I'd like him to have stopped years ago. But I don't see that happening. There are too many dumb people. I mean, there are too many dumb people. If you think about how many people you know who are going to be self-sufficient, who are not going to come knock, who are not going to become knocking on your door when things continue to get worse. Can you think of anybody? Can you think of anybody who's not going to turn to you and say, I think you were right. I think you were right. I'm hungry. And I don't have anything to eat. And I'm freezing. And I don't have an extra blanket. And we don't have fuel. And our electricity has been cut off. Do you think that's going to happen? It's 100% certainty. And these people don't know how to do anything. And as Gwyneth would say, these are people who do each other's laundries. We're in so much trouble. And only the prepared are going to survive, in my book. And that's the ones who haven't been targeted by the big machine. Adolf Hitler, all of this happened under his regime. Every single bit of it has happened under his regime. He was able to convince Germany into following him. Mass murder, attacking other countries, genocide. He was able to do all that. And that's what's happening now. This is what we're experiencing with modern medicine, and that's in quotes, is genocide. And who was involved with Adolf Hitler and company? Oh, IG Farben. Bayer. That's a well-respected company. Bayer, you know, the aspirin, baby aspirin, children's aspirin. Those guys. How about Krupp? They're still around. And they still have great reputations. And they were all involved in genocide.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Swiss, I just want to read, it's only a few words, like literally a few words, maybe like three. This is a long-time listener and from Louisville, Kentucky. And so she sent me a really nice email, and I said, so what do you think of the lineup? Meaning, you know, the faculty lineup. And she wrote me a long email, but I'll just read the first three words. Great lineup, Vincent. So she thinks that the faculty is great. And I agree. I absolutely agree. So I want to thank Mac for saying that to us. Kyle, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'll tell you, I know we ain't got hardly any time left, but I want to say something, and I'm going to say something that it's going to be kind of controversial, but I want you to consider this. Really seriously consider this. Do you think Satan didn't know who to attack in order to deceive Adam and Eve? Do you wonder why? Because he was around. He was there when Adam and Eve were created. Do you think he didn't know and watch them? And he didn't go after the weaker one, the one he knew he could deceive? The end of this country happened in the women's lib movement. That was the start and the end of our country. Because he knows that if you can get the women out underneath the authority of men, then you will be able to deceive her, and you deceive over half of the population. And then they have the vote. And so Bill Clinton, Obama, none of them would ever have been elected without the female vote. That's just a fact. I'm just saying. I'm not saying men can't be deceived, because obviously he listened to his wife and was deceived. The point I'm trying to make here is, if you want to lead your home and your family, you're going to have to be a strong man. I'm not saying mean or domineering, but you got to be wise and be strong. 70% of the divorces in this country are initiated by women. If you want to tear down the family, get the wife to believe a lie, and you will tear down the family. And that is one of the things, not the only, but one of the things that has completely destroyed this country. Now, my popularity probably went down by a few points after that, but that's a fact. Look it up. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. But seriously consider what has happened in our country since the Women's Liberation Movement. Just think about it. Your comments, Vince.
Well, there's an old saying that nobody's happy when mom is unhappy. So if the system can attack mom and make her unhappy, then the rest of the family is unhappy. And that's exactly what happened with this husband and the daughter, you know, the father and the daughter, when his wife decided that she was going to, you know, spend time with her girlfriend to the exclusion of her husband. And as a result, I think he was kind of okay. Well, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, you want to be a lesbian. How do you fix that? I don't know. The daughter wants to be a lesbian. And the two girls blew up the family. So it's kind of like somebody's got to be in charge. And what did the guy do? He went off to a long-term motel. I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of noise at my house if something like that happened. I think there'd be, are you kidding? You want to be a homo? Get out! All of you that want to be homos. If you want to blow up the family because of self-pleasure, get out. Now, and when I say things like, you know, if I had a son that decided, or a daughter that decided they wanted to be homosexual, they're out of the family. They're not going to drag the rest of us down. And if you think, you know, oh, well, I love my children. Yeah, I love my children. But if they want to be a homo, I won't love them anymore. They would be a disgrace. So, Kyle, I don't think what you said is controversial. I just think what you said is an eye-opener. I think it's right on the money. And we're blowing up the family through women who aren't paying attention. Kyle, thank you so much. We'll see you next 2 weeks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.